Iran calls for the formation of a UN fact-finding mission tasked with probing the 9/11 attacks.
It is proposed that the United Nations set up an independent fact-finding group for the event of September 11.
The U.S. Defense Secretary says he does not expect any major changes to the Afghan war strategy. In the U.S., a mentally challenged grandmother spends her final hours on death row. U.S. stocks slump as new data on jobs and the housing market spark new concerns about the economic recovery.
It is 2300 GMT and 2:30 a.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV's World News.
Thanks for joining us. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has called for the formation of an independent UN fact-finding mission tasked with investigating the September 11 attacks.
First, that a very powerful and complex terrorist group able to successfully cross all layers of the American intelligence and security. It is proposed that the United Nations set up an independent fact-finding group for the event of September 11.
Ahmadinejad sharply criticized the U.S. for attacking Afghanistan under the pretext of fighting the terrorist group allegedly behind those attacks. He said the invasion of Afghanistan has resulted in the deaths of hundreds of thousands of civilians. Ahmadinejad brought up some possible theories behind the 9/11 attacks. He said Washington should have thoroughly investigated them to precisely identify those involved. He also slammed the U.S. government for allocating $80 billion to the upgrade of its nuclear arsenal this year. He proposed that 2011 be named the year of nuclear disarmament.
Well, Turkey says there is no alternative to diplomacy to resolve the controversy over Iran's nuclear program.
Our contributions to international efforts in the search for an urgent and peaceful settlement of the Iranian nuclear issue will also continue. Resolving this controversy can only be achieved in conformity with the IAEA norms and NPT obligations respecting the right to peaceful use of nuclear energy.
Speaking at the annual session of the UN General Assembly, President Gül said the Tehran Declaration provides a window of opportunity for talks. Under the fuel swap declaration signed between Iran, Turkey and Brazil back in May, Iran agreed to send low-enriched uranium to Turkey in exchange for higher-enriched fuel.
U.S. President Barack Obama has addressed the 65th annual session of the UN General Assembly. In his speech, Obama has called on world leaders to strengthen the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the NPT.
We have reduced the role of nuclear weapons in our security strategy. And here at the United Nations, we came together to strengthen the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty.
Obama's comments come as the U.S. last week tried to block an international call on Israel to join the NPT. Washington's ambassador to the IAEA warned that it would send a negative signal to Middle East talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority.
Our view of the proposed resolution on Israeli nuclear capability is that now is not the time, and the IAEA is not the place for this resolution. At a time when President Obama and U.S. State Secretary Hillary Clinton are actively pursuing Middle East peace, it is important that we avoid engaging here in Vienna in a very divisive, tough debate. A resolution, if it's adopted, could threaten these talks, could send a very bad signal.
The U.S. State Department spokesman also slammed a debate about Israel's nuclear arsenal at the UN agency. Philip Crowley said the IAEA is not the place where Israel's accession to the NPT can be discussed. The international community has repeatedly condemned the U.S. for turning a blind eye to Tel Aviv's nuclear arsenal while pressuring NPT members over their nuclear energy programs. Israel is widely believed to be the only possessor of nuclear warheads in the Middle East. In May 2008, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter confirmed Israel has 150 nuclear weapons in its arsenal. There are analysts who say that Israel has at least 300 to 500 nuclear warheads. Obama also referred to the Middle East talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. He pointed to Israel as the historic homeland of the Jewish people, not mentioning Christians and Muslims living there. Turning to Iran, the U.S. president has said the door remains open to diplomacy with Iran over its nuclear program.
Now let me be clear once more. The United States and the international community seek a resolution to our differences with Iran, and the door remains open to diplomacy should Iran choose to walk through it.
This, despite sanctions imposed on Tehran by the UN Security Council, as well as Washington's unilateral measures. The U.S. and its allies accuse Iran of seeking to build nuclear weapons.
U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has announced no major changes to the Afghan war strategy ahead of the government review in December.
Gates' announcement comes against the backdrop of the deteriorating situation in the war-torn country. The purpose of the review is to assess the impact of the U.S.'s deployment of another 30,000 troops in Afghanistan last December. Now, Gates says that Washington will stick to its original strategy until American soldiers will start withdrawing in July of 2011. U.S.-led foreign forces have suffered their heaviest casualties since the invasion back in 2001 this year. Some 530 U.S.-led soldiers have been killed in the war-torn country in 2010.
U.S. stocks have slumped for the second day in a row. This as mixed data on job and housing markets sparked fresh concerns about the economic recovery. Finance and energy shares are the hardest hit. Analysts say markets are affected by serious concerns about the growth of the American economy. This comes as a new Gallup poll shows the U.S. unemployment rate is still increasing on a monthly basis. The latest 30-day figure hit 9.7% in September, up from the 9.3% in August.
Remaining in the U.S., a grandmother diagnosed with borderline mental retardation is to be executed in the next few hours. Teresa Lewis will be the first woman to be executed in the state of Virginia in almost a century. Lewis will be killed by lethal injection. Earlier this week, the U.S. Supreme Court turned down her appeal for a stay of her execution. Lewis has been convicted of having masterminded the murder of her husband and stepson 8 years ago. Lewis has admitted to hiring two accomplices, but she insists that she did not pull the trigger. Doctors have repeatedly said that she is not smart enough to have masterminded the murders. Thousands have pled for her execution to be canceled. For more on that story, we're now joined by Cynthia McKinney, who is a former U.S. Congresswoman, joining us on the line from Atlanta, Georgia. Ms. McKinney, as always, we're glad to have you here at Press TV. Now, what's confused many worldwide about this case is the mental competence of Ms. Lewis, who is said to have a low IQ, as we mentioned. Does it not then seem a bit barbaric, for lack of a better word, to hold a mentally unstable woman responsible for her actions through capital punishment?
Well, of course, this has been the history of the U.S. Government practice, is that if one were deemed to be mentally unable to make decisions that regarding right and wrong, then one was not to be killed. One could be punished, but one would not face execution. So your use of the term barbaric, I think, is appropriate for the fact that we have the death penalty in the United States, any at all. I'm one of those who advocates the abolition of the death penalty in all cases.
Ms. McKinney, evidence and confessions are hard to put complete trust in, especially in today's post-9/11 world where these sorts of things have been forced out of people falsely or simply created out of thin air. Now, till now, enemy combatants, quote-unquote, were the targets, but is the tide now turning onto U.S. citizens themselves?
Well, we also had another woman who faced an unreasonable, I believe, encounter with U.S. justice system, and that's Dr. Asia Siddiqui, who was sentenced today to more than 80 years for defending herself. The charge was that she attacked a U.S. soldier who happened to have all of the accoutrements of the U.S. military with the big rifle and everything. She supposedly took the rifle from him and then shot it and fired it into the air and shouted Allah Akbar, and for that she's been sentenced to 86 years. We also have on death row, who has been on death row for too many years, Mumia Abu-Jamal. So we have always had a problem. Remember, the United States is a country that is founded and based on genocide of indigenous people on this land. And then for centuries, enslaved nations. So this is not a country for which the words democracy and freedom and liberty and self-determination ring true for all people. And now it so happens that that scope has been expanded, particularly to Muslims in this country, and quite frankly, every American is now subject to being apprehended. After all, the Obama administration has sought permission to assassinate U.S. citizens.
All right, that was Cynthia McKinney, former U.S. Congresswoman, joining us on the line from Atlanta, Georgia. Ms. McKinney, as always, we appreciate your comments here at Press TV. Now, as Ms. McKinney just mentioned, a U.S.-educated Pakistani scientist has been sentenced to 86 years in prison for allegedly trying to kill American troops in Afghanistan.
Well, the case has grabbed the attention of human rights groups supporting claims of kidnapping and detentions in secret U.S. prisons abroad. 38-year-old Dr. Afia Siddiqui has been found guilty of grabbing a rifle and shooting at U.S. servicemen. The incident allegedly happened in July 2008 while the mother of three was being interrogated at an Afghan police station. The doctor has denounced her trial. Her defense lawyers have argued there is no physical evidence to prove that Siddiqui even grabbed the gun. The high-profile case has sparked outrage and protests in Pakistan as well as the U.S.
You're watching the World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour. Iran calls for the formation of a U.N. fact-finding mission tasked with probing the 9/11 attacks.
It is proposed that the United Nations set up an independent fact-finding group for the event of September 11.
The U.S. Defense Secretary says he doesn't expect any major changes to the Afghan war strategy. In the U.S., a mentally challenged grandmother spends her final hours on death row. U.S. stocks slump as new data on jobs and the housing market spark new concerns about the economic recovery.